Before voters approved Proposal N in November of 2020, City Council and the Mayor's Office negotiated what's called the Neighborhood Improvement Plan, and it was intended to serve as a guide for the city as they spent down $250 million in bond funds. In the plan, the Mayor's Office made commitments to achieve 8 specific goals, and then City Council was responsible for overseeing the city's progress toward achieving those goals. They included saving every home possible from demolition, working with contractors that were committed to hiring Detroiters, and bringing accountability back under the city's purview. But one specific initiative under the plan was to create an advisory board that would oversee the city's use of the bond funds and provide recommendations to City Council and the mayor on how to improve how Proposal N funds were being spent. However, since the spring of 2021, there has been no meetings that were publicly held. There's been no meeting notices posted on the city's website. And for the most part, they were holding private closed-door sessions. And so naturally, there was no information online about this board. So we started asking questions. We reached out to the mayor's office to get a better idea of what the board was doing. And although it's not clear because there's no record of these meetings, the mayor's administration agreed to hold these advisory board meetings publicly moving forward, abide by the Open Meetings Act, although they're not required, as an advisory board to ensure that there's greater transparency and community engagement.
So, yeah, as you say, the board's not required to hold open meetings under the law. But when they're supposed to be providing input on how the demolition bonds are being used, what kind of input is that? I mean, like what buildings should be torn down or salvaged, or what areas of the city should be targeted, or how does that work?
There's really no telling. It hasn't happened yet, so...
When they were pushing Proposal N, I remember that they had said that it was supposed to prioritize work that was given to Detroit-based companies and Detroiters who wanted to buy them. When you're looking at how things have been playing out now, how has that been working out?
Contractors are underperforming in terms of hiring Detroiters that are actually working on these contracts. They're at about 47%, and the goal is to have 51% of the workforce on these contracts being Detroiters. So they are falling below that, as well as the number of homes that they intend to preserve with Proposal N has fallen now to 4,000, although that is, as the mayor's office said, due to the speed in which they are selling homes before the city goes in to board them up and clear out the debris from the homes.
So. Yeah, when the Duggan administration was pushing Proposal N, that was another thing, right, with that they would try to help salvage homes and rehabilitate them instead of just bulldozing them down, correct?
The reason for that was because every year that the city isn't actively preserving houses, they're losing 1,000 salvageable homes to weather, arson, vandalism, and things of that nature. And so doing this would ensure that the existing housing stock isn't lost, ensuring that there were still homes that people could buy, renovate, and get back into the tax rolls. So now they are only intending on preserving 4,000. The original goal was 6,000. And as I said, the mayor's office has said that that is due to the rate that the land bank is selling homes. Of the homes that have been preserved, a little over 900 have sold already. It's not clear whether those are being sold to Detroiters specifically. They don't require that information at the time of sale, but it sounds like they're doing a great job in selling those homes off.